Since the protest started a few days ago, we have tried to collect information from the ground because we have partners and contact, of course, in Côte d'Ivoire. And we've been able to collect several testimonies that confirmed what we have all probably seen in those videos, showing that police officers were apparently allowing groups of men, some of whom were armed with machetes and heavy sticks, to attack protesters that were demonstrating against President Alassane Ouattara's decision to run for a third term in office.
Did you or did Amnesty approach the Ivorian police about this, and what exactly did they have to say?
Actually, we have collected testimonies of witnesses and people who were on the ground and tried to cross-check the testimonies from police officers that were on the ground, and they were shocked to see their chiefs allowing those dozens of men armed with machetes and sticks assaulting protesters, you know, as if they were doing the police job.
What does Amnesty know in terms of the exact number of people who might have been killed or even arrested from this protest?
Officially now, the figures that we have is that about 70 people were arrested since the 10th of August when the first protest started. And authorities talk about 5 people that were killed, most of them outside of Abidjan. We have not investigated this specific case.
If what Amnesty is saying is true, what is your biggest fear?
This is absolutely worrying because those people, of course, are neither trained nor accountable, and they are not supposed to be managing protests. So it is really worrying. And more particularly, of course, when you know the history of Côte d'Ivoire and the way they used unofficial law enforcement agents in Côte d'Ivoire. So we have previously documented all those human rights abuses committed by armed men in civilian clothes. So it's really worrying that we could see this happening now, more particularly in this very, very tense context.
You have called on the authorities to do an independent investigation. Is it likely that the government will do this?
What we are asking authorities is first to immediately stop these groups of men from committing further crimes, because it happened in several places and several times, not only on the 13th, the day of the main protest, but also yesterday morning, for instance, in the district of Yopougon in Abidjan. So this is apparently a kind of modus operandi that has been agreed or at least allowed. And what we are asking, of course, is to make sure that they stop this from happening.